1 Samuel chapter 18. And it came to pass, when he had finished speaking to Saul, that Jonathan's deepest feelings were bound to David's deepest feelings, and Jonathan loved him as his own self. And Saul took him on that day, and he did not let him return to his father's house. Then Jonathan and David made a covenant, because he loved him as his own self. And Jonathan took off his coat which was on him, and he gave it to David, and his livery, and even his sword, and even his bow, and even his girdle. And David went out to everywhere that Saul sent him, and he acted prudently. And Saul appointed him over the warriors, and he was popular with all the people, and also with Saul's servants. And it came to pass, as they were coming in, when David was returning from striking the Philistine, that the women came out from all the cities of Israel to sing, and with dancing, converging on Saul the king, with drums and rejoicing and triangles. And the women who played sang in turns and said, Saul has struck down his thousands, but David his tens of thousands. And Saul became very angry, and this matter displeased him. And he said, They have credited David with tens of thousands, whereas they have only credited me with thousands. And what more will he have but the kingdom? And Saul viewed David with envy from that day on. And it came to pass on the next day that an evil spirit from God came on Saul, and he prophesied inside the house, while David was playing music, plucking with his hand, as on other days, and there was a spear in Saul's hand. And Saul threw the spear, and said, I will strike David down against the wall. But David dodged him twice. And Saul feared David, for the Lord was with him. But from Saul he had departed. Then Saul removed him from his presence, and he appointed him as his commander of 1,000. And he went out and came before the people. And David was prudent in all his ways, and the Lord was with him. And Saul saw that he was very prudent, and he was afraid of him. And all Israel and Judah loved David, for he went out and came in their presence. And Saul said to David, Here is my elder daughter Merab. I will give her to you as a wife, but be a warrior to me and fight the Lord's wars. And Saul said to himself, Don't let my hand be on him, but let the hand of the Philistines be on him. Then David said to Saul, Who am I, and what is my life, or my father's family in Israel, that I should be the king's son-in-law? But it came to pass, at the time when Merab, Saul's daughter, was to be given to David, that she was given to Adriel the Maholathite as a wife. But Michal, Saul's daughter, loved David, and they told Saul, and he approved of the matter. And Saul said, I will give her to him, and she will be a snare to him, and the hand of the Philistines will be on him. And Saul said to David, Make it so that I am a father-in-law through both daughters today. And Saul commanded his servants and said, Speak to David secretly and say, It is apparent that the king is pleased with you, and all his servants like you. So now, marry into the king's family. So Saul's servants spoke these words to David privately, to which David said, Is it a light matter in your sight to marry into the king's family, seeing I am a poor and insignificant man? And Saul's servants reported back to him and said, David said such and such. Then Saul said, This is what you will say to David. The king has no wish for a dowry, but rather for 100 foreskins of the Philistines, so as to be avenged on the king's enemies. But Saul intended to cause David to fall at the hand of the Philistines. And his servants told David these things, and David approved of the matter, to marry into the king's family. And before the days were completed, David arose and set off, he and his men, and he struck 200 men of the Philistines down, and David brought their foreskins, and they presented them to the king for him to marry into the king's family. Then Saul gave him Michal, his daughter, to be his wife. And Saul saw and knew that the Lord was with David, and that Michal, Saul's daughter, loved him. And Saul became even more afraid of David, and Saul became more hostile to David day by day. Then the commanders of the Philistines came out, and it came to pass that whenever they came out, David was more prudent than any of Saul's servants, and he was greatly esteemed.